This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh boy, the House is passing foreign aid bills. Senator Mike Lee's here to talk about that. Street communists are out there. Climate communists are out there. Joe Biden's messing everything up. All that and more coming up on I'm Right. All right, before we get going on the foreign aid bill that's sailing through the House, hopefully going to stop in the Senate, we got Senator Mike Lee, we got all kinds of stuff tonight. Before we get to any of that, we have to do something sadly. As we always do, we honor the fallen on the show, especially those who die in training. Sergeant Colin Arzlanbas of Missouri, he was one with the 24th MEU, that's Marine Expeditionary Unit, in case you don't know. Died in a training accident. He was just promoted to sergeant last week. So rest in peace, Devil Dog. Prayers to you, prayers to your family. All right? All right. Now let's move on. And let's talk about what's going on. This is the state of things in our country. And when you understand and accept that what I'm about to say is the state of things, I'm not going to say it makes it easier to watch what they're doing. Maybe in some ways it'll make it harder, but you will understand everything easier. The House of Representatives, United States House of Representatives, they passed this big Ukraine foreign aid, $90+ billion bill over the weekend. $60 billion for Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan, the works, all right? Majority of Democrats, it's all Democrats. And a minority of Republicans, but still tons of Republicans, they got together, they signed this whole thing. And of course, the video, the pictures that are making the rounds, I'm sure you've seen them now. They're out there waving Ukrainian flags on the floor of the United States House of Representatives. Before we go on to some things, let's understand this. The Treasury is being looted by the people who run America. All the Democrats, 80% of the Republicans, the bureaucracy, the politicians, the CEOs, what are they doing? Well, these are people who are different than you. We have to understand that. You have to understand that, and so do I. Meaning, these are not people who love the country. You must accept that about your congressman, even your Republican congressman, your Democrat congressman. These are not people who get stirred when they sing the national anthem, they place their hands over their hearts. These are people for whom patriotism is something they mock. They mock you, they mock me behind closed doors. Oh, these idiots, look at the flags. They really do genuinely talk like that. They think like that. I've been back there. I know some of these people. They don't care about America. America, to these people, just a big bank to be robbed. And they know if they just work together, they get to rob all of it. And so they feel very comfortable now that they work together against you, against me. They feel so comfortable now waving the Ukrainian flags on the House floor. They feel so comfortable essentially rubbing these things over and over and over again in our faces. I want you to listen to Gerald Connolly. Listen to how comfortable they are rubbing your nose in it.
Some say, well, we have to deal with our border first. The Ukrainian-Russian border is our border. It's the border between depraved autocracy and freedom-loving people seeking our democratic way of life. Do we have a stake in that outcome? Yes.
Our border. The Ukrainian-Russian border is our border. That's what he said. Okay, so listen. Ukraine can't win. Keep in mind, all these people know that. This is not me talking. You've heard from United States senators on this show. Tommy Tuberville, Ron Johnson, guys on the House, on the military committees. On the House Foreign Relations Committee. We have guys on the Senate Armed Services Committee. We have guys on the House Intel Committee. Ukraine doesn't have the men. They cannot win. Can't. It sucks. It's not going to happen. So why do this? Well, because this is all money for their donors, for their defense contractor friends. They send a bunch of equipment to Ukraine, equipment that will get stolen, sold off on the black market like so much of our stuff has. They then say, well, we have to replenish our American stockpile. Ukraine, we sent all our stuff to Ukraine. Hey, Boeing, Raytheon, buy us some more stuff. And so they bloodsuck money out of your paycheck and they hand it to their defense contractor friends who are busy making an absolute fortune, looting you, looting the treasury of the country. And you want to know something else? You ready for this one? Write this one down, Mr. Producer. This won't be the last one. You know that? It won't be. There'll be another one and another one. And as long as you're writing something down, write this one down. Once Ukraine signs its peace agreement, once they lose, and they will, once they sign the peace agreement, and they will, once Russia takes the territory officially they wanted, and they will, the United States government is going to bloodsuck even more of your money right out of your wallet, and they're going to hand it to their friends at BlackRock, Vanguard, State Street, these finance giants, to rebuild Ukraine. We'll spend more money rebuilding Ukraine than we're spending right now in the lost cause that is the war of Ukraine. How could these people do this to us? How could these people be so evil? 70% of the American people don't want this to happen, and yet they're all standing there on the House floor waving their Ukrainian flags. How could this happen? Because we are in the looting of the treasury phase of our late stage republic, and it breaks my friggin' heart. And the good guys, the guys we send to Washington, D.C. because they campaign and they sound so good, America first, baby, I love you, whatever, they're gonna be on our side, the good guys. They're either in on the scam or they're cowards. One thing's for sure, it's odd how many of the good guys turned out to be just flat-out liars. Remember when Mike Johnson said this?
The Republican-led House will not be jammed or forced into passing a foreign aid bill that was opposed by most Republican senators and does nothing to secure our own border. It's time for Washington to start showing some love to Americans. On Valentine's Day, this is a good day to point this out. You need to listen to the American people and their needs and take action.
So that was Valentine's Day. That was February. And here we sit, April 22nd, and he just passed the foreign aid bill without a border bill. Why? Because he's weak. He's weak. Look, it's all over the news now. We know it all leaked out. Mike Johnson got the security briefings. He was on the right side. He was on our side. And then they pulled him into the White House, and he sat down with CIA Director Burns, and he found out the real skinny out there. And now Now he's telling you that he had to because he got privy to all this new information. And he's doing the carrot and stick technique thing where, I mean, he had to. He got the security information. If you knew what he knew, but also if we don't do this, your son will die. Remember when he said that?
I think that Vladimir Putin would continue to march through Europe if he were allowed. I think he might go to the Balkans next. I think he might have a showdown with Poland or one of our NATO allies. To put it bluntly, I would rather send bullets to Ukraine than American boys.
Are you threatening us? Why do they keep threatening us? And I'm angry. You're angry. Sick of it. I'm sick of our will being stomped, our will being ignored at every turn. And look, I mean, it is what it is. We now know, courtesy of the reporting, courtesy of Lindsey Graham going on the news, we now know Trump helped them do it.
This idea, give up on Ukraine makes the world safer. If you pull the plug on Ukraine because you don't have enough capability, there goes Taiwan. The Ukrainians are fighting like tigers. This aid package has a loan component to it. This would not have passed without Donald Trump.
Apparently ran some political cover for Mike Johnson in the House and got it through the leadership. So I'm frustrated. You're frustrated. And look, it's not even about the locations, right? Money for Ukraine, money for Israel, money for Taiwan. We are so out of money that now the American people are already suffering. It's not like suffering is coming. Suffering is here. We have restaurants in California, story out today, 175% increase in food costs. People can't make it. People can't buy groceries. They can't afford the rent. People are watching the American dream disappear in front of their eyes. Kids moving back in with their parents, parents with their children, and they wave the Ukrainian flag on the House floor while they send $60 more billion to their defense contractor friends, and no one seems to give a crap about us. It's very, very, very frustrating, and they're looting the Treasury right in front of our eyes. That's probably what gets me. The Treasury bowl, it's a big glass pot, and they're just in there dancing and yelling and dancing naked while the music's playing as they take all of our daggone money and hand it out to each other. Hey, take some of my, you have some here, Mike. Freaking tired of it, man. All that may have made you uncomfortable, but I am right. Speaking of Mike, Senator Mike Lee is going to join us next. We'll find out, can this thing be stopped in the Senate? Hopefully. I don't know. We'll see. Before we get to that, let's get to this. You ever heard of gravity defier? Listen, you never, ever, 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 ever shortchange yourself on what you put on your feet. What you put on your feet, the tires you put on your car, you never shortchange yourself on either of those things. And your bedding, by the way, if you're looking for a third thing. You walk on them all day. You stand on them all day. Do you know orthotics come with gravity defier? Do you know that this gravity technology they have in there, the sore spots you currently have on your feet at the end of the day, can feel better than the other spots you have at the end of the day? That's how incredible these things are. They're freaking life-changing. Go. When you spend $150, get $30 off. GDEFY.com, promo code Jesse. GDEFY.com, promo code Jesse. Change your life with these friggin' shoes, all right? We'll be back.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than the championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, well, the foreign aid bill hasn't passed yet. Keep in mind, it has not passed yet. It is probably going to, though. See, it's passed the House. It's got to go through the Senate first. Joining me now, Senator Mike Lee, great state of Utah, is trying to put the brakes on this whole thing. Okay, Senator, what are you doing? How can we stop it? What are you doing?
It can be stopped, certainly. That's okay. One of the things that I've been working on today is to make sure that I communicate as widely as possible what it is that we can do here in the United States Senate. Look, they have to have 60 votes in order to bring debate to a close. The bill can't pass unless there are 60 votes to bring debate to a close. And we've got 51 Democrats and 49 Republicans. So it's not just the case that if all Republicans stood together on this and opposed the bill, it would fail. But we could even lose 7 or 8 Republicans, maybe even more if they lose any Democrats, and still defeat the bill. That's what has to happen here.
Okay, that sounds encouraging. So how many do we think we're gonna lose? Look, it's not hard for me to list off at least 7 or 8, 9, 10, 15 crappy GOP senators, but how many do you think we're gonna keep in the sane column here?
You know, Jesse, I wish I could give you a better answer on this, I think you're right. I think we could easily lose anywhere from 15 to 25 Republicans who may, in the spirit of getting things done, in the spirit of saying we want to pass this to show the American people that progress is possible in the Senate, they might get swept up on it. But if more people become aware of the fact that Republicans could stop it, and they become more aware of what the implications of this bill are, my hope is that they'll reconsider it. For example, Jesse, remember that just a few weeks ago, really starting back in November or December of last year, Republicans held a line. They drew a line in the sand, then they held it. We said, we're not going to give another dime to Ukraine, especially unless or until we've got language on the books, perhaps language that could be passed together with any language providing aid to Ukraine, that would force Joe Biden's hand so that he couldn't facilitate the drug cartels to the tune of tens of billions of dollars in profits a year in trafficking human beings across our southern border. And we're talking anywhere from 8 million at the low end to maybe 12 or 13 million at the high end. We don't know exactly how many people they brought in, but it's somewhere in that range. And this continues to this day. We've got legislative text that we proposed that, if enacted, could bring the border invasion to an abrupt halt. And yet we haven't inserted that into this legislative text. We've basically just acceded to the Democrats' demands. And when voters around America, particularly Republican voters, become aware of that, they're, I think, going to be more likely to ask their senators not to vote for this thing.
Senator, do the Republicans who were there, maybe the ones who don't necessarily align with you and guys like Rand Paul and others, but they are aware of the fiscal situation in this country, right? I mean, Mike, it's not as if, you know, even if you want to send money here and send money there, I mean, shoot, I'd send everyone on the planet a $100 bill if I could, Mike, but there's no money left. The money's all gone. Do they not know?
They know. And they also know that every time we just borrow more, which in the United States has essentially the same effect as just printing more money, it makes everybody a little bit poorer. It makes every paycheck purchase fewer boxes of cornflakes and less capable of paying the rent or the mortgage. It's making every dollar mean less. Now, that's really good for a small handful of wealthy people who can get more wealthy off of a bill like this, or even more wealthy off of anything that causes our dollar to inflate, because they can game the system out. But for most people, we're talking the overwhelming, like 99% of Americans, this really, really hurts. And they don't appreciate this when we knowingly spend more than we have, and especially when we're giving it to another country. And that's made even worse when we've already given that country $113 billion so far. That's more than every other nation on planet Earth combined. And when this is in Europe's backyard, this is in Europe. Our European NATO allies have Ukraine in their backyard. Now, we've been backfilling NATO countries through their security needs for decades and indirectly funding their march toward European-style socialism, because we're providing such a significant part of their security umbrella. And they have failed to shoulder their share of the burden. Now we're doing that again, outside the auspices of NATO, paying even more of their share of their own security burden. The American people are smart. They know this isn't fair and it's not right.
Golly. Okay, let's move to the Republicans in D.C. Is it possible to be in leadership, to be one of the Senate leaders, to be one of the House leaders, and not take the company line, Senator? Because from the outside looking in, it looks like every time someone gets into leadership, I mean, even if they were previously solid and they walk into that leadership chair and in 5 seconds they're selling us all out. What is it about leadership that ruins GOPers when they get there?
You know, Jesse, I've always believed and I've always said that it is possible to do it without succumbing to that phenomenon. And I've believed it. The situation with our current House Speaker really does have me perplexed. I've known him for years. I consider him a friend. And I've always considered him a conservative. He and I have not agreed on everything, but on a lot of things we do. He's been very specific about where he stands on all sorts of issues. And most of the time, he and I agree. But boy, his track record as House Speaker has not been at all consistent with his record as a representative from Louisiana. I don't know what happened. I really don't know how to explain it. I suppose that sometimes one might get elected to a position like that and enjoy the perks of the office, the praise of the office, and maybe they really want to keep it, and they think that the best way to keep it is to keep, I don't know, the war hawks happy and the intel hawks happy, and to not upset them and instead to marginalize House conservatives. That would make sense to me if that's what he's concluded, because that's exactly what he's done.
All right, I can't let you go without asking about impeachment. Chuck Schumer gets up, says, we can't settle policy disagreements this way. And now everyone on our side is complaining about how it's unconstitutional. Unconstitutional or not, it happens. So this is where we're at now. No more impeachments when Democrats are in charge, but we'll impeach when we are.
Yeah, Jesse, it's bad, and it's even worse than the way you describe it. And the reason is, you know, it was bad enough when I thought all he was going to do was to move to table the articles of impeachment against Mayorkas. Bad in and of itself, because it sets a bad precedent that you can just set aside impeachment articles that are still live, they haven't been rendered moot, we have jurisdiction over them, and to say we're not going to reach a verdict of guilty or not guilty is a bad enough precedent to set by itself. But it's much worse than that here, Jesse, for the simple reason that the way he did it, he didn't end up using a motion to table. No, he used constitutional points of order claiming that the articles of impeachment failed to allege impeachable acts. Okay, well, there are two articles that they send over. The first article involved a willful refusal to enforce immigration law and a dogged determination to do exactly the opposite of what he was allowed to do under U.S. immigration law. Now, I don't know how, on what planet that could be non-impeachable, because he's violating the law to invite and facilitate an invasion across our southern border. The second article, it's even more disturbing as to that, because Chuck Schumer has now set a precedent that it is not an impeachable offense to knowingly make false statements to Congress when Congress is conducting oversight hearings and otherwise performing its oversight duties. That is absolutely breathtakingly bad. How on earth are we going to strike fear into anyone when they're thinking about lying to Congress knowingly, willfully, intentionally, when we're performing our oversight functions, if we've now set a precedent that that is not an impeachable offense? But make no mistake, that's exactly what Chuck Schumer and the Democrats just did.
Yeah. Senator, thank you for coming by. I appreciate it. keep fighting up there. Jeez. All right. We're going to put a little bow on this Ukraine thing in a moment with Kingsley Wilson. Before we do that, let's do this. Let's put a little bow on your timeshare, meaning the timeshare you want out of. I don't know why you'd put a bow on it. Either way, you can get out of your timeshare. Lone Star Transfer will get you out, you know that. These timeshare companies do this to everybody. Don't feel dumb. Don't feel like you're an idiot who got swindled. That's what they do. They get you in the timeshare, and you always think you can get out of the timeshare, and that's when they drop that bomb on you. Oh, sorry, you can't. Lone Star Transfer is a family business. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Over 20,000 timeshare owners are now legally and permanently out of their timeshare. Why? They made one phone call. 844-310-2646. The call's free. You want out of that timeshare, make a phone call, all right? We'll be back.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than the championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
I just want to say simply what I think most people around the country understand and agree. We should only wave one flag on the House floor, and I think we know which flag that is. And make no mistake, This is not a blank check like the Senate supplemental bill was. This is very different. Unlike the Senate's blank check, the House legislation has a number of very important features. It provides for greater accountability over Ukraine aid. It forces an endgame strategy for the Ukraine war. It includes a loan instrument of this foreign aid to Ukraine and the Repo Act to ensure that Russian assets pay for part of the bill. Congress takes the oversight very seriously, and we will continue to keep an eye on every dollar that we are using and investing at this time. I've said it very simply. I'll say it once again. It's an old military adage, but we would rather send bullets to the conflict overseas than our own boys, our troops.
Yes, yes. That sound clip probably made me madder than anything else. You know why? Two things. One, they act like they're doing us a favor because for the first time, they're going to start looking into the money we send. Hey, this time, we're going to look into it, guys. Like, freaking thank you. That's one. Two, the threat at the end. Hey, if we don't do this, hate for your son to have to die. Joining me now, Kingsley Wilson, digital media manager at the Center for Renewing America. Kingsley, you can have the floor. I'm already upset.
I completely agree with you, Jesse. There's a lot to be enraged about, especially as an American taxpayer, right? You hear him talk about bullets there. And I'd like to just start off by congratulating Raytheon and Lockheed Martin. What Johnson is doing with this foreign aid bill is he is padding the wallets of the defense military industrial complex and all of those lobbyists that profit off of war and off of death. And it is a slap in the face to the American people, right? Because we have a southern border that is under siege. But unfortunately, feckless Republicans in Congress are more concerned with defending the border of an Eastern European country that is anti-democratic and one of the most corrupt countries in that region. It is absolutely ridiculous, and Johnson should be held accountable for it. The Biden administration, of course, is supporting him doing this because they're afraid in an election year of another Afghanistan situation, another military failure. They see that the Ukraine war is becoming unwinnable, and they're using Johnson and a lot of Republicans in Congress as their useful idiots to advance their agenda. So this is not just, you know, $61 billion to Vladimir Zelensky, to the defense lobbyist in Washington, D.C. It is also $61 million to the Biden reelection campaign, and every American should be angry about that.
Kingsley, what do you think happened to Johnson? Look, Johnson was not bad before. I've had him on this show. I don't even have many politicians on here. A long time ago, I had him on. He was not bad, and then he just sucks all of a sudden. What happened?
I think this is what we see with a lot of weak-willed men. And unfortunately, a lot of Republicans are exactly that type of person. They go into a skiff and they're told, if you don't pass, you know, FISA warrantless spying, if you don't give Ukraine aid, we're going to have, you know, 9/11s every single day. And these people fall for what the deep state tells them, what the intel community tells them. We've seen that with Johnson. What we saw in President Trump was someone totally different, right? Men with courage, men that think for themselves are able to go into something like a skiff and to say, I don't believe you. Show me more evidence. Are there other opinions in your agency that contradict what you're telling me right now? Is a lot of this even made up, for example? And Johnson, unfortunately, just doesn't have that testicular fortitude to stare down the deep state and refuse to blink. He is bending to their will. And you hear him go on TV and talk about how he's, you know, a Christian and godly man. And I do believe he is a good person. I think he's, you know, nice, gentlemanly. But at the end of the day, it is an unchristian thing to do to continue to prolong war that's unwinnable, which again, as I've said, is this Ukraine war. Ukraine has wiped out an entire generation of young men. They now have 60-year-old men fighting on some of their front lines, and we are continuing to prolong that and support it. And I think that is the most anti-godly, anti-Christian thing that you can do. So Johnson, unfortunately, has been a failure, and I hope to see Republicans hold him accountable for that. And you see, you know, a lot of critics say now is not the time to vacate or oust a speaker. I want to vacate and oust as many as it takes to find the right one, because if we have Republicans like this, I mean, who needs Democrats?
Kingsley, obviously the right is trying to figure out what it is right now. It's changing. It's not what it was, and that's a good thing, because what it was wasn't good enough. But that doesn't mean what it turns into is going to be good. And I just see all these fights as us trying to decide what we want to be.
Yes, absolutely. I think, you know, there's a huge push and pull within the Republican Party. We have the old guard, the Bush era Republicans that want, you know, endless war, tax cuts, and gay marriage. When I was a young conservative growing up, those were the only wins that Republicans ever offered me. And, you know, for me, it wasn't enough. So when someone like President Trump came along and showed that we could, you know, start to engage in the culture war, that we could start to frack and drill in America, we didn't have to be dependent on foreign oil that led to war. That we got involved in over there. So I think that the Trump movement, the MAGA and America First message is one that resonates with me and with a lot of Americans out there who feel that the corrupt system and Republicans included in that, right? The Uniparty has sold them out, has put America last, foreign interests and their own interests first. So I think President Trump really was a great revealer for many people and a lot of Republicans. He pulled back the curtain, showed us, you know, just how much these coastal elites have disdain for working class Americans in so-called flyover states and our values and our ideals. So I think that, you know, we do see a huge fracturing within the Republican Party, but I'm confident that the America First message will continue to win out. Gone are the days, you know, of the Bush Republicans and of the Cheney Republicans. We are going to move forward with politicians who are perhaps not from inside the system. They're outside the system. They're businessmen, and they are thinkers and people who are going to be willing to fight this regime and this system, because the swamp is going to take a lot of courage to root out. So we need men and women with courage fighting in Congress.
Speaking of an evil system, apparently the convenience store Sheetz is being targeted now by the Biden administration. And the story, honestly, I love Sheetz, so I was already angry when I saw that. And then when I dug into it, it just gets more and more bizarre. What's happening?
So I love Sheetz as well. And unfortunately, you know, the Biden administration is targeting them. It's very interesting timing because Biden, in response to Trump going to a bodega in Harlem, New York, obviously getting a fantastic welcome there, Biden tried to do something a little bit similar, kind of connect with working class voters in Pennsylvania. He went to a Sheetz, was totally ignored. No one cared that he was there. No one was starstruck. No one wanted to talk to him. I think that was perhaps a little bit embarrassing for the Biden administration and certainly the Biden campaign. So the timing of this lawsuit against Sheetz is interesting, to say the least. But what they are basically alleging is that Sheetz discriminates against minorities when hiring because they do background checks. They are saying that they're racially discriminating just by virtue of doing background checks to see if any of their employees are perhaps criminals. Of course, if you're a business owner, why would you want to hire someone with a criminal record? It explains a lot to me as, you know, a frequent Sheetz attendee. It's a nice place. It's very clean, very well kept. Customer service is always phenomenal. Perhaps that's because they're not hiring criminals. But it's just funny to see how much the Biden administration is trying to put its claws and its tentacles into the everyday life. If you're a business owner, if you own a small business, the Biden administration wants to have a say in who you hire. That is absolutely government overreach. It's totally ridiculous. You should have a right to hire people without a criminal history. Sheetz should have that right. So I hope to see them fight this. You know, obviously, it's very difficult to fight the government when they sue you, but I hope that the little guy wins in this instance, because this is just freedom versus tyranny at this point.
Yeah, I agree. Kingsley, thank you, ma'am. I appreciate it. Thanks. All right. The climate nutters are out there. They're painting stuff on themselves and being weird. They're really weird. They might be the weirdest ones. Talk to Mark Moreno about that in a moment. Before we get to that, speaking of crime, it's everywhere. You got to do something to protect yourself. Your wife needs something. Your dad needs something. Your son needs something. But what do you do? I do two things. I carry lethal and non-lethal. For me, I believe everybody needs a burn-up pistol launcher. One, everyone can have a burn-up pistol launcher. All 50 states, legal. No background check. They mail it to your front door. Why wouldn't you get a burn-up pistol launcher? I was with a couple friends over the weekend. Their daughters at college just had a creepy guy knocking on her door. First thing they did, burn-up pistol launcher in her hands. Shoots these pepper balls. Go protect yourself. Byrna, all right? 10% off. BYRNA. Byrna.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I can't believe we didn't mention this right off the top. I am so sorry. It is Earth Day today, and I find that to be so inspiring. And how did the White House celebrate? Well, floating the old climate emergency out there, declaring a climate emergency. Man, that sounds pretty scary. I wonder what the emergency is. Joining me now, of course, the great Mark Morano, executive editor, ClimateDepot.com. Mark, what exactly is the emergency, and what do you think they're going to do to save us from it?
Well, this is now the third time during Biden's presidency that the White House has leaked to the corporate mainstream media the prospect of declaring a national climate emergency. And that is literally how they want to declare it, from the rooftop shouting. What they're claiming is that the Earth can no longer sustain us, and that the only way to fight it is to go into complete crises mode, a la COVID, a la 9/11. In fact, NBC News has reported that Joe Biden declaring a national climate emergency will give him similar powers to COVID emergency powers and to 9/11 emergency powers. The Center for Biological Diversity says it will give Joe Biden 130 new wartime-like presidential powers by which to bypass democracy. All, Jesse, for our own good. The White House is claiming that the storms are bad, that the heat waves are out of control, that extreme weather is so bad, that the only way we can fight this is to have essentially an eco-dictatorship. And that's the phrase even NBC News shied away from, but that's the phrase we're heading toward. Think every blue state governor declares an emergency on COVID, the next day they could literally become an overnight dictator. That is what the White House is looking for. And they're looking for it as a way to shore up the base before the 2024 election and as a way for Joe Biden to look muscular, like he's fighting the climate. Congress wouldn't take us up. Joe Biden will be fighting the climate to protect the weather from you. You'll be protected from the weather by Joe Biden.
What do they do about gas prices, though, Mark? Because this is the problem all presidents have run into. Well, every president who's run into this problem has found out what a problem it is. Voters will tolerate a lot, but they won't tolerate high gas prices.
No, they won't. So one of the tricks up their sleeve is to continue to deplete the strategic petroleum reserve. Now, remember, the last time we had a mass draining was right before the 2022 presidential election. And the oil markets are based on future markets. It's not really strictly immediate supply demand from the market. But if you're releasing all this oil and the energy's flowing from this strategic oil preserve, it had an effect, and he actually was able to lower the gas prices right before the midterm, and it helped. It helped elect Democrats. I expect Joe Biden, it's down now, drained to levels we haven't seen since the 1970s. And Donald Trump filled it up cheaply, by the way, in 2020, right after COVID lockdowns. He completely filled up our strategic petroleum reserve at record low gas prices. So what Joe Biden, that's one of the tricks up his sleeve, and it's an evil trick because it completely drains us with no plan to refill that strategic petroleum reserve.
Great, with gas prices going back up. You know, all right, Mark, let's switch gears a little bit here because you and I have talked about this many times. How much of this stuff is just about money, especially for all the elites at the top? It's just about blood-sucking money out of the taxpayer and lining their bank accounts. Josh Hawley's exchange with Energy Secretary Granholm was a doozy. Here's a little clip of it.
Do you own individual stocks, Madam Secretary? You said no. In fact, you repeated it three times to me. No, no, no. Turns out that was false. You did own multiple individual stocks, and you neglected to report it to this committee for months afterwards. Why did you mislead this committee?
Oh, my goodness.
That was exactly my response. So why did
Senator,
you mislead this committee?
I believed that I had sold all individual stocks, and I was incorrect. So I came back.
You just don't know your portfolio?
Pretty much.
It's a big one, I guess, huh?
No, it's extremely small.
Apparently not. Someone manages it for you?
Mark, man, what a bunch of crooks these people are.
First of all, Josh Hawley, very good at being that prosecutor. He nailed her. Yes, in fact, what Jennifer Green, I love that. It doesn't matter what the truth is. It's what I believe. I believe that to be the truth. So there you go. This is the green energy scam goes back. And the Washington Post has reported on the CBS News. CBS News reported when Obama did his green energy stimulus, 7 out of 10 of the recipients were from to Democratic donors. The other thing the Washington Post reported is Al Gore, when he did his PowerPoint on how to solve the climate crisis back before Obama was elected, once Obama was elected, all the companies that Gore touted in his PowerPoint, which he either founded or was a board member of, got fully funded. And here's the other thing. We had the Inflation Reduction Act pass for like $270 billion. Now the latest estimates are the Biden spending $1.2 trillion. Beyond congressional authorization. They don't even need no stinking legislation anymore. They just, you pass anything for $1 billion and they can just spend trillions without any repercussion. But here's the thing. Offshore wind, if you're noticing a lot as an example, a lot of these companies start, they get all this taxpayer money from Inflation Reduction Act, Green New Deal, and then they go bankrupt. Then another company comes in, and then another. And we're seeing this over and over. We saw it with, obviously, for decades with Solandra, battery companies. You're always seeing them get money, bankrupt, money, bankrupt. How does this happen? In many cases, it's the same members of the board of directors. They form a company. They suck the taxpayer dry for that particular company. It goes belly up. Then the same board of directors will go to another company, refill it up, and then they'll get the new taxpayer money as a new company. This can go on when you have trillions of dollars, decades of spending ahead. This is the greatest scam going ever. And the Republicans are in on it, too. You now have Republican governors, candidates, all praising carbon capture storage. If green energy is the Democrat paying off their donors, carbon capture storage is the Republican version of paying off their donors for companies to get in and get taxpayer funded money to capture carbon and bury it in the ground. This is a scam from beginning to end, has no impact not only on the climate, but on global emissions. Nothing's happening. Emissions keep going up record years, record levels every year.
Capture, carbon capture. Of course, Republicans would do that. And also, this little video, Mark, you know, the elites at the top may not believe, but man, do they take advantage of the nut jobs at the bottom. Look at these freaks, Mark. Mark, these people really are, they're really messed up people that get attracted to this cult, aren't they?
They are. One of the things to keep in mind, Jesse, and this is important, when you see a lot of crazy protests like the Just Say No to Oil or the Extinction Rebellion, pouring orange dye on the U.S. Constitution, ruining art galleries, blocking traffic, they're sad, deluded individuals. But here's the key. They are doing the bidding and the work of Hollywood millionaires, Hollywood directors, of billionaires, of the Bill Gates, of the Bloombergs, of the Getty family, of the Rockefeller family through the foundations. So when you see these deluded activists out there in the street blocking traffic, they actually believe what they're doing. But more importantly, they're doing the bidding of our ruling class. And what's so sad, even more sad than believing in the climate emergency, is these morons out there actually believe they're being they're rebels, they're avant-garde, we are protesting, we're fighting the man. No, the man is fully funding you, and you're a stooge for the man. You're a stooge for the ruling class, for academia, for corporate media. This is the exact message they want to do. They want to create this chaos.
Yeah, it is. It's freaking sad what they've done to these people. Mark, my brother, as always, thank you. I appreciate you. All right. You like history? You know today is Vladimir Lenin's birthday. Piece of trash. You want to learn more about that evil piece of communist scum? You can. We have history specials we do right here on The First. You have to go to thefirsttv.com/history, and that's where you will find it. They're all fun, educational, family-friendly, so go. thefirsttv.com/history. We'll be back.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. It is time to lighten the mood. And sometimes I say to myself this, and I know you're going to think I'm crazy. I say to myself, I'm going to miss Joe Biden a little bit when he's gone. And I know, stay with me. How many other presidents do you know are so gone, they would get up in front of a crowd of people and admit that little kids give them the middle finger all the time?
I've never thought I'd see a time when I'm going through a neighborhood or a rural town in the West or something to see big signs that have a Trump sign in the middle that says F Biden, and having a little kid standing with his middle finger, 7 years old, 8 years old. Well, I promise it happens all the time.
happens all the time. I'm driving around the country, so all the kids are all up yours, Joe.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.